This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Great to have you with us on this Giving Tuesday. You know, they have a name for everything. We used to have something called Christmas, and that was it. And then we had something called Black Friday, which is when everybody did their Christmas shopping. But now you've got Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. Do we know what's happening on Wednesday? I know it's hump day, but I have no earthly idea what's happening on Wednesday. Maybe it's coffee Wednesday, nap Wednesday. That works for me. Good to have you with us, folks. It is going to be a very busy news day here in the state of Tennessee. And when you know, the most overused phrase in all of news journalism, broadcast journalism, the phrase "all eyes are on Tennessee," but today, all eyes are on Tennessee, at least theoretically, this big congressional race in the middle part of the state. And if you thought that we've got problems with the radical Democrats out here in Memphis, you ain't seen nothing yet, because the crop of progressive radicals coming up through our nation's education system, it is really breathtaking. And the idea that someone like a Justin Pearson is really the prototype for Democrats moving forward, it's beyond me. But there is a mighty close race right now in Middle Tennessee, and the Republicans are really nervous here about this. And I want to try to explain why. And I know many of you have weighed in on this on our social media platform. We'd love to hear from you this morning. You can literally pick up a telephone and call this radio station, and we will put you on the air. It's really amazing how that works. I know that a lot of people love to be the keyboard warriors, but we love on a talk radio station to actually talk with our listeners. And many of you have offered up some compelling ideas and thoughts on what's going on in Middle Tennessee. Now, let me explain why this race is so vitally important. The Republicans right now hold a 3-person lead. That's right, three. That's all between us and socialism and impeaching the president on a daily basis. That's why this is so vitally important. And this ought to be and it should have been a cakewalk for the Republicans, in all honesty. And I still think at the end of the day, that unless I'm just reading this completely wrong, that the Republicans are going to win. If they don't, I'm just going to make a prediction later tonight. If the Republicans lose tonight, we will suffer massive losses in the midterms. Because if we can't win a congressional district that went 22 points for Donald Trump in the last election, if we can't do that, we got big problems. So I don't think we're there yet, though. So again, I don't want people to panic. But at the same time, we do need to have a conversation about things, because the Republicans are giving the appearance of panic. Let me explain what I'm talking about. This Matt Van Epps guy, he's the Republican running. He won the primary race. He has the backing of a lot of millionaires, multimillionaires from outside of the state of Tennessee. This guy came up through the ranks with Governor Bill Lee. Nobody knows who he is. Sort of came out of nowhere, had massive amounts of money, and was able to put down all of the conservatives, well, the conservative wing of the Republican Party in Tennessee. And when you're talking about conservatism in Tennessee, everybody's a conservative. There are different variations of conservatism. And there's this mentality within the Republican Party. And this goes, and it's really funny, because as much as the two sides, I mean, there are people that are saying, There are people in the Republican Party that would say, well, that David Kustoff, he's just a flaming Democrat. He doesn't support Donald Trump at all. Well, it turns out when you look at David Kostoff's record, I mean, he's voted with Trump 93% of the time. Yeah, but what about those other 7% stars? That means he's a flaming Democrat. And there are people who truly believe that. Meanwhile, on the and these people on there's one side that say if people like, you know, Marsha Blackburn don't believe every single thing I believe, then she's a raging Democrat and I can't vote for her. And that's it. And they won't vote. And on the establishment side, there are people over there and they're just as stubborn in their ways. Well, I have never associated with any of those people who eat at country fried steak establishments. Who do those people think they are? I mean, it's just that kind of mentality. And so here's what's going to happen. The rest of us are sort of in the middle, and we're just saying we got to get people elected that aren't going to throw all of us in the gulags. So knock it off. And somebody needs to tell people in Middle Tennessee to knock it off. And I know that this Van Epps guy, and we can have this conversation, this Matt Van Epps guy, he may not be a conservative. I don't know anything about him, and I think that's the problem. Nobody knows anything about this guy. If you asked me right now, Todd, what does this guy stand for? I have no earthly idea, none whatsoever. I don't have a clue. And that could be one of the reasons why he's only leading by 2 points, if you believe the polls. Something is up, and here's why I know something is up. Donald J. Trump has a lot on his plate. Today, 2 o'clock Eastern time, the president's going to be making an announcement of some sort in the Roosevelt Room. We'll carry that live here on KWM. You'll be able to listen to whatever the president's going to say. He's got a lot on his mind right now. We're blowing up boats that are coming out of Venezuela, loaded up with drugs, all sorts of stuff, dispatching National Guard. But do you know the president yesterday did 2 teleconferences on the phone with Tennessee voters? That is unheard of. Something's going on. The fact that the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and I will say this, that was actually a good move, bringing the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to Tennessee, because it actually made Matt Van Epps look like he had personality. So that may have been a good thing. But they've got the Speaker of the House down here, and hear me on this. We haven't codified diddly squat in the president's agenda, but the Speaker of the House is down here. He's camped out. You've got every Republican that's breathing in this state right now trying to get this guy across the finish line. And honestly, I don't think anybody knows what this guy stands for. I mean, I think he's going to vote Republican. I think he's going to vote for the Trump agenda. I don't really doubt that, but he's going to be a yes man. I don't think he's going to be able to think for himself. And on the Democrat side, they're doing the exact same thing. They even hauled out Al Gore. Remember him? I didn't realize he was still alive. But he's doing good. He's healthy as a horse, apparently. Al Gore, cut number 2, please.
Your hard work is really paying off. This is an incredibly close race. It's very, very exciting. And I can say, having had the privilege of representing Tennessee in years past, I want to tell you that I have never seen the political tides shift as far and as fast as we're seeing them move in this election. I think it's obvious why, because while the people of Tennessee are seeing their grocery prices rise and their healthcare costs skyrocket, Donald Trump is building a golden ballroom and lining his own pockets. It's incredible. This is by far the most corrupt administration in history. It's amazing people are standing for it as much as they are. What are Republicans in Congress doing in response to this?
Stop. Thank you. I can't this morning, folks. I just can't. That's Al Gore. You know, he talks about the most corrupt administration, which is simply not true. By the way, President Trump paying for the beautiful big golden ballroom with private donations won't cost the taxpayers a penny. Meanwhile, how much tax money, Al Gore, did it cost to bring in the hazmat teams to hose down the White House after President Bill Clinton did unmentionable things on a morning show with the interns? Cassie, can you give me some decaf, please? Jeez-a-loo. So anyway, that's how bad it is. They've hauled out Al Gore. So now we have to listen to this guy. I will say this as we go to break, and I want to hear from you. Are the tides really turning here? Because that's the narrative they're creating after all that you had the New York City election, you had the Virginia election, and then you had the Minnesota election, the New Jersey election, and they were all just bad for Republicans. It doesn't really matter that those are mostly blue states anyway, but they're creating a narrative, and they're trying to create a narrative here in Tennessee. So my question is, are the tides turning here? The one thing that really got me, I was watching an interview last night with this Afton Bain, and she's the crazy Democrat chick who's running against Matt Van Epps. And she said something that she actually made a pretty compelling argument. She said, all they're doing, and talking about the Republicans, all the Republicans are doing is going after me, and they're going after all the crazy stuff I said. And she said a lot of crazy stuff. She hates country music. She hates Nashville. She hates Jesus. I mean, the list goes on, and she wants to defund the police. It's insane. She's a nut job. I mean, a certifiable loon. But she made an interesting point. She says, all they're doing is making these personal attacks when the people are talking about affordability. And, you know, if you look at what happened in New York City, where this nobody, this guy came out of nowhere, and what did he talk about? All he talked about was affordability. That's it. Zohran Mamdani did not campaign on bringing Sharia to New York City. He didn't talk about forcing all of the women in the fashion district to wear burqas and hijabs. No, he didn't do that. I mean, they're going to have to now that he's elected. But to get elected, what did he do? He talked about affordability and giving people all this free stuff paid for by your tax dollars. And that's exactly what she's doing. So the question is, are there enough stupid people in Middle Tennessee that are going to buy what she's selling? Couple that with this issue is that, by and large, people are not going out to the polls to vote against somebody. They're always going to vote for someone. There is this enthusiasm gap right now on the Republican side of the aisle here in the state of Tennessee, and that has to be addressed. So look, there we go. We're going to be following this race today. President Trump speaking at 2 o'clock. We're going to bring that to you live here on the Mighty 990. You'll be able to listen to that. We're going to be taking your calls as well. Do you believe that the political tides are shifting in Tennessee? 901-260-5926, our telephone number this morning. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Stern's Country, broadcasting from the Principal Toyota Memphis studio this morning. Hope you're doing great. David writing in, Todd, Van Epps was on Hannity yesterday. He's a combat veteran and a lieutenant colonel in the Tennessee National Guard. Yes, he is, David, and we honor his service. That's not the issue. I mean, when you read the guy's resume, he's checking off all the right boxes. The question I have is, what does this guy stand for? Right? Because his entire campaign is Afton Bain is a lunatic, which is true. That's true. I'm not sure that, and I hope this is a winning campaign for the guy. I'm not sure that it may be. And but something is weird and something is off. If you've got a guy out there, and if you've got Donald Trump having to host two campaign events in Tennessee for a congressional race, that shows you how concerned the Republicans are about whatever is going on in Middle Tennessee. The question is it some sort of an anomaly? Is this some sort of a bellwether? You certainly heard that you certainly heard from the Republicans yesterday that very well may be the case. Cut number three, please.
Crime is, of course, also was a major issue in the presidential election. And I know there are some old posts. You've been asked about those old posts a number of times. My question for you today is whether more money for cops on the streets in the district you hope to represent would help fight crime. Would you like more money for more cops on the streets in your district?
So those past comments were at a time when I was a private citizen, as an activist and organizer. And now as a Tennessee lawmaker, I represent 40,000 individual opinions and political thought.
Right, and so what do you think now? Would more money for cops be good or bad?
I think it depends on what the community wants. And so I've worked with communities, at least my constituents, want to ensure that there is investment in their community for community safety, community protection, mental health services. That's what I'm hearing from at least my constituents.
All right, fair enough.
All right. I'm telling you, she's a lunatic. By the way, there is a crazy story here locally in Memphis that I've got to bring to your attention. I'm a big foodie. I love going out and trying new restaurants. And of course, Memphis has the best restaurant scene in America. And I have traveled across. I've been to every single state in the union. And I think I can honestly say that Memphis has the best restaurant scene, whatever you want to get. And I know a lot of people get fixated on the barbecue side of it, but we have a lot of other great restaurants. So, there's a woman, and they call her a famed restaurateur. You may have heard of her. Her name is Chef Tam. And so anyway, I think she was on Chopped, you know, on the Food Network, and that's why she's famous or whatever. So I decided, everybody said, oh, you got to go to Chef Tam's restaurant, which was in the downtownish area. So this is several months back. And I thought, wow, this is great. I'm going to go down there. And they recommended the fried chicken. So I'm a big fried chicken guy. And so I go down there and go to the restaurant. And I was just immediately underwhelmed by the entire experience. The restaurant was, you know, it wasn't very well kept up. It wasn't dirty at all. It was just, it was a little shabby, to be honest with you. So I thought, oh, that's okay. I've been to a dive before, and it really wasn't a dive. It was dive-ish. So I think it was the Underground Cafe, I think is the name of the place. It was right off of Union. And so I ordered the fried chicken. And as soon as it comes to me, it's like it was just so bad. I couldn't eat it. And I felt really bad because, you know, this is again. And I thought, well, that's weird. So I thought I'll go back. Maybe it was just an all-around bad experience. So I go back. And when I went back, I realized the restaurant was permanently closed. It got shut down. But apparently she decided to do, I don't know, that the local TV stations covered the closing for whatever reason. And I just think the food was just not good. And I say that because there is all you know what breaking loose on Memphis social media right now over Chef Tam's kitchen. She does catering. And apparently, she was doing catering for a lot of people's Thanksgiving dinners that did not happen. And people are enraged over all of this. And so Chef Tam has had to post this lengthy statement on her Facebook page, apologizing. But it is very clear, based on the hundreds of complaints, apparently, I was not the only one who was not fond of her fried chicken. So I just think it's kind of funny because, again, she is being celebrated. The Daily Memphian, all the TV stations, they worship this woman. And I have noticed that when it comes to the food scene in Memphis, that's the thing that gets most of the media attention. But this is wild. And I'm not sure, whatever she did, whoever ordered the greens, that was really a big no-no. But people are just enraged over this right now. And I think they're ready to march down to wherever her kitchen is with torches and pitchforks. All that to say, if you're not gonna cook your own Thanksgiving meal, go to the Peabody. All right. They're not gonna steer you wrong down there. you're going to be fine. So you're going to be able to get all your fixins. Oh, they were very upset with the mac and cheese as well. Anyway, there's a lot of drama right now in the Memphis music. People are literally posting pictures of the stuffing and the cornbread dressing. That's how bad it's gotten. You don't want to be messing with people's cornbread dressing on Thanksgiving. Don't be messing with the giblet gravy. That's all I'm trying to tell you. All right, got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is Stearns Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
What Linda has to say, she says, Todd, tomorrow should be wiped out Wednesday. I like that, Linda. Well done. We're gonna try to get that going, see if we can't spark a national trend. Wiped out Wednesday. Let's go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have our good friend Joe Garner joining us. JoeGarner.com. That's Joe without the E. JoeGarner.com. And you hear her show every Saturday right here on the Mighty 990. Joe, hope you're doing well. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a wonderful Thanksgiving, Todd, and thank you for having a little Thanksgiving for all of us up there at KLAM last week.
We had a shindig, and I'll tell you, I've never seen Lance Walker go face first into a bowl of banana pudding like he did.
I can believe it.
Unreal. So have you already started the Christmas shopping, Joe Garner?
I have gotten it all done except for a couple, so I'm doing well this year.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's funny. I was driving around on Black Friday morning, and it really wasn't all that bad around town. I was expecting a bit more traffic, you know, at some of the shopping centers. But I don't know. Maybe people are waiting a little bit later into the you know, it gets closer to Christmas. And personally, I love the challenge of going shopping like hours before actual Christmas Day.
Yes, you know, you like to live life on the edge if you do that.
You got to. Speaking of living life on the edge, we got to talk about mortgage rates. And Joe Garner is with us again. You hear her program every Saturday here on the Mighty 990. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve and what's going on with mortgage rates.
Well, the Federal Reserve, the question is going to be, are they going to drop their rates, and will you as a mortgage borrower win by waiting? The Federal Reserve, they're probably right now, it looks like they're going to drop it a little bit. Now, in the past, Todd, mortgage rates have actually gone up when the Federal Reserve lowers their rate. Now, over time, mortgage rates will start to trend down with the Federal Reserve rate. Mortgage rates are predicted to inch down as the Fed goes down this time. If you want to know what the rates are going to do, you can pretty well judge it by looking at the inflation. If inflation is not going up a lot, it's staying stable, and as long as the job market is giving weak numbers, you can pretty well bet that your mortgage rates are going to stay low. That's the thing. They're not really tied to the Fed. They're tied to the 10-year bond. Now, right now, refinancing is already kicking in, people buying homes. But if you have a rate that you got like back in 2023 that's in the upper sevens, maybe eight, you could actually refinance and just lower your payment and lower your rate by doing that now. But even if you don't have that high of a rate, Todd, if you've got a lot of credit cards that you're ready to stop borrowing on them and you're ready to get rid of those 29% interest rates, you got a lot of equity in your home, this is a perfect time to refinance, roll in those higher debt instruments like credit cards, and you'll be amazed at how much interest you'll save.
Joe, I think you just got an email there, Joe. hey, look, I got to ask you a quick question here. I was reading somewhere that home prices are actually starting to go down. I mean, not like dramatically, but they are inching down in like dozens and dozens of cities across the country. I'm wondering, what about Memphis? So what are we looking at here in the Mid-South?
Well, they came out with a report this week that says 105 of the largest cities have actually seen a decrease in home prices. And Memphis was included in there, Todd. But let me just say this. That was year-over-year numbers. We got some data. Now, they haven't come out with November yet. But for October and year-to-date through October, Memphis home prices, median and average, are up. Median prices are up 5.9%, average price up 1.9%. Why is that number different than what you're seeing in the national year-over-year numbers? Mortgage rates. Mortgage rates went down to a 12-month low starting in July and through August. Well, those people were shopping for homes then, Todd, and now they closed in September and October on those, which has driven the prices up. When you see mortgage rates go down, typically prices will go up. So will you win by waiting for the lowest rate, bottom fishing? I don't know. I wouldn't take a chance. I wouldn't live life on the edge on that. If the deal works for you today, my advice is do it today.
All right. Joe Garner joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, joegarner.com. That's Joe without the E. And you can hear her program, Real Estate Mortgage Shop, every Saturday, 11 to noon, right here on the Mighty 990. Joe, real quick, I want to talk about refinancing. Where are things right now with that fixed mortgage rate?
They're somewhere around the mid sixes to low sixes. Todd, Freddie Mac is, they came out with a report and said it was around, averaging around the mid sixes. But if you want to get a really low rate and you can afford a 15-year, man, those things are in the upper to mid fives on the rate. So that can be a good deal too.
So what happens if you're locked in though? You were locked in 2023 with a 7 or 8% mortgage rate going to a 30-year. What does that look like for the homeowner?
Well, if you've closed on that loan, which I'm assuming you have, you can refinance, and that's the beauty of the mortgage, the 30-year mortgage. There's no prepayment penalty on it. So if you're trying to buy a home and you think home prices are going to go up, and if rates go down, I think they will, you could go ahead and buy a home today, lock in that home price because you bought the house. And hey, look, if mortgage rates go down, you can always refinance.
All right, Joe Garner, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line this morning. JoeGarner.com is her website. And by the way, if you want to ask Joe questions about mortgages, give her a call, 901-482-0354. That's 901-482-0354. You know, when you're considering that refinancing, there are a lot of things you do have to talk about and you have to consider, but there are some trade-offs as well.
Mm, that's correct. But I wanted to also say, hey, you listen, tune in at 11 on Saturday right here on the Mighty 990 KWAM. Ed Hill of Masters Roofing, he and I are going to be talking with you about brains, bots, and better homes, the human edge in a high-tech housing world, and it's going to be really good.
All right. Well, again, that's all coming up this coming Saturday right here on the Mighty 990. And Joe, again, give us the telephone number if people want to reach out to you personally.
Yes, it is 901-482-0354 or jogarner.com. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Joe, always good hearing from you. And folks, again, she is so great to work with. Give her a call. She wants to help you, and she's got some great resources. Nobody we trust more in the Mid-South than Joe Garner. JoeGarner.com, 901-482-0354. All right, folks, hang tight. Have to take a quick break. This is Starting's Country in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Oh, it's 30 degrees right now here at the Mighty 990. Welcome back to Stearns Country. Great to have you with us today. Very busy news day. Again, President Trump making some sort of a big announcement later this afternoon. 2 o'clock, we understand, 1 o'clock our time. And we'll bring that to you live here on the Mighty 990. I want to play some audio here. Cut number 4, please.
Spain also has a mile-long social media history of attacking the police. Here's a post, quote, "Good morning, especially to the 54% of Americans that believe burning down a police station is justified." Those are her words. She also asks, "Where is the proposal to dissolve the Nashville police?" and called on Tennessee teachers' unions to keep schools closed until a number of demands were met. Oh, so shut the government down locally and keep the kids? Where are you going to put the kids? She included police defunding and a wealth tax. In a 2020 interview, Bain encouraged other young people to talk to their parents about abolishing the police.
If it's been difficult for all of you to imagine a world without police, please tune in to maybe not this episode, but the next one, because I'll talk about, you know, things I'm learning and growing as an organizer, because I think especially for those of us, you know, that are young, like, you know, and talking to our parents about what police abolition looks like, that, you know, we can do it and there is a world.
Okay, that was Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel. Again, just illustrating, I mean, the entire country is paying attention to what's happening in the volunteer state today. And you just have to hope and pray that Republicans get out to vote. And I'm already getting a lot of hate mail from my fellow Republicans. Yeah, I'm a card-carrying Republican. I've never hid that fact from anybody. I'm also a conservative, but I also think with my own brain, and I don't work off talking points, and I'm not beholden to anybody. And we talk about what works and what doesn't work, and that's not a slight on anybody at all. But you do have to tinker with these things. And if you've got a candidate, you're literally having to drag over the finish line. The optics here of the Republicans and the really the national Republicans, and I would bring in the RNC on this, the optics are just bad. Because I do believe that Van Epps, and hear me on this, Van Epps is going to win. The question is, how big of a margin is he going to win by? And I think it's going to be big. I think the media's blowing a lot of smoke. I think the polling data is way off. And if it's not, then we've got major problems. So that's, and I don't think we do have major problems right now. I was talking to a friend in Atlanta earlier this morning, doing a hit with their radio show, their morning show, and they're concerned about the economy. And I get that. But the reality is the BBB has not kicked in. That'll all kick in. All of those changes will start January 1, and we will start to see the impact of President Trump's economic policies. And I think by the time the midterms roll around, we're going to have a very different economic picture to tell you about. And that's a good thing. That's going to be a great thing. But these, but the economy changing and go and moving from where we are now to where I think we're going to be is going to take a little bit of time. Now, if it works, that's great. The Republicans are going to have a great midterm. If it doesn't, well, we're going to have a problem. Because at the end of the day, people care more about what's in their bank account than they do what's coming across the border. And that's just the cold, hard reality of it. And I think we've all been there, and we all know what that's about. So anyway, we'll wait and see how things go tonight. The issue for the Republicans is getting out the vote, and you got to get out the vote. If you don't go and vote, well, you get what you don't vote for in this particular case, which is a crazy lunatic chick. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to hear Afton Bain every single night on national television. But they're trying to prop her up, and the national media, you know how these people do. They're trying to use all of this polling data to create this narrative that even in rock-solid red Tennessee, people are frustrated with the administration. And I just don't think that's true. I know that to be the case. So let's see how it all plays out. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Laura Huckabee standing by at the top of the hour with a look at your forecast. It's going to be a beautiful day, a little chilly out there, though. Also, Jim Miller with your top local headlines as well. Big problems in many public schools across the nation. A parent confronting a school board because of what was happening in her child's English class. Take a listen.
I'm here tonight as a concerned parent about things that are happening at Petaluma High School. Recently, my child brought home material, as in homework, from Petaluma High School that was inappropriate and extremely suggestive. This came from her English class. I trust the school to educate and to not turn their English class into a sex and gender studies class. The book they're currently reading has themes of sex and hiding underage sex from your parents, gender confusion, and body dysmorphia. This is not an isolated incident. Ms. LaShawn has assigned on more than one occasion work centered on sexuality, gender, and politicized themes that do not belong in an English class of minors. There's a clear pattern, and it's hard to see anything but this being intentional. I did bring this to Principal Napoli, and he told me that you, as the board, have approved these materials and materials that he actually did not know were being taught in class that his daughter is in, by the way. I find this extremely concerning that we were not asked for consent. I've made the decision as a parent to sign my daughter out of sexual education, and it's actually just been implemented into her other classes. If consent was asked, this would be a different situation. When I addressed the school directly about this, I was told that I'm the only parent complaining, therefore I'm the problem, essentially. I also emailed a member of the board with a lack of response as well. I find it disturbing, if anything, that when we are, as a parent, choosing to sign our children out of classes that teach this, that the material is just being implemented elsewhere. I think that's a break of trust from the parents, and we trust our children with you every single day. I'm here to draw a line not only for that, but this teacher has also implemented other of her politicized ideology, which I just think does not belong in school at all, let alone in English class. Having our children do land acknowledgements and letting them know that they're on stolen land. I've had my daughter come home extremely confused on this matter, on why they are being guilted into feeling like they have an issue for just living here and being who they are. So I'm urging the board to look at this material, look into these books. I printed the quotes. I printed everything for Principal Napoli. And I was really made out to be the problem, which is why I'm here today. So I urge you guys to do something about this, to let the parents know that this is the material that's being taught. If there is sexual themes, I think that it is not your decision to implement that in our children's classrooms.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's always the English class, right? I don't know what's going on in there. The poor kids, they can't write cursive anymore. Many of them don't even know how to read. I mean, the numbers of kids coming out of high school and they can barely read. The people having to do remedial math, it's just insane. There was a survey done by the University of California, San Diego, And it was shocking, the numbers of young people who could not do simple mathematics, simple addition. 7 plus 2, they had a shocking number of students that could not tell you what 7 plus 2 equals. It's 9, by the way. Which explains why you're not getting proper change when you're at Walmart or at the Dollar General store. So I'm glad these parents, and what's good about all of this, and thank God for Moms for Liberty, because they took a giant spotlight and they said, if you think this is just happening in the big city school districts, think again, because this kind of stuff is happening in public schools all over the country. Now, I'm not saying that every single teacher is a pervert and that every single teacher is trying to convince your child to hide their sexuality from mommy and daddy. But what I am telling you is there are enough that it is a big problem. So thank God for Moms for Liberty and the incredible work they're doing, not just across the nation, but right here in Shelby County. And we really have a wonderful, wonderful Moms for Liberty group. And they're the ones that are on the front lines fighting all of this nonsense in Oregon. And we have this story up at ToddStearns.com this morning. In Oregon, for example, the state health department putting out a mandatory survey to every public school in the state of Oregon. And they're wanting to know if your sixth grader is gender fluid or pansexual. I mean, this is insanity. You know, if you're a sixth grader, do you think your average sixth grader actually knows what pansexuality is? We had to look it up. It has nothing to do with Tupperware, by the way. I had no idea. But that's the kind of stuff that these kids are having to deal with across the country. It's insane. All right, 2 o'clock, President Trump right here on the Mighty 990. Also, we're going to be following the big election. We'll keep you updated on all of that on KWAMRadio.com. We will see you back here 11 o'clock for the Todd Stern Show. Get out there and be good, everybody.